Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Got a special guest in the studio, and I've got to say, you look lovely today.
Oh, thanks very much.
I don't know whether it's the right thing to say or not, but I mean, you've glammed yourself up for a start, but you've gone to the gym and stuff and
swimming. Well, I've gone back to the swimming pool, yes.
Oh, you look super fit.
Thank you.
In a fit kind of.
I've also started intermittent fasting for the last 2 weeks, and that's given me lots of energy.
That doesn't sound too good. What have you got to do for that?
You just extend your nighttime fast, so I don't start eating till about lunchtime.
Really?
Usually.
So you get
today was an exception though, because I was very hungry.
I bet you would be. So can we just talk through? You have final meal.
So final meal about 8 o'clock. Just stop eating and drinking at that time.
Okay,
and then I eat again at lunchtime.
The next day?
Yeah.
Crikey, that would be, I couldn't do that in our house. I'd be climbing the walls, I would be. Anyway, look, Sandy's in. Sandy Cicognani.
Cicognani.
Cicognani, right, yeah. Okay.
From the Isle of Wight Volunteers Centre.
And you've got so much you want to talk about.
I have, yes.
And obviously, there is no better time to volunteer and get involved, because mm-hmm. everyone needs your help.
They do. There are lots of people who need your help on the island, and we promote volunteer opportunities right around the island and all sorts of different things. But today I particularly want to sort of focus on trusteeship. It's National Trustees Week this week, and I just want to sort of ask your listeners if they've ever thought about being a charity trustee.
Do you know what? I never did until, you know, X amount of years ago. I was one of those people that would sit back and just let everybody do. And I can tell you that it's very rewarding. It really is. And I know, you know, it's frustrating at times. There's a whole load of work. It's not a case of you just go and sit somewhere and talk. Mm. You know, you have got to put yourself about. So what do you need trustees for? Do you know?
Well, there are all sorts of organisations at the moment. So on my list, I've got Abbey Field Ride. I've got Home Start.
What is Abbey Field?
Abbey Field. What have I got about Abbey Field? So they were started way back, actually, and they work to alleviate loneliness. And they've got, it's basically residential homes, but it's very much focused on the residents. And they do great work. And they've got a few places on the island, two places in Ryde. And it was all about sort of encouraging the residents to make friends, eat together and take part in activities. So I haven't been to visit them, but they are great. Organisation, and they're looking for new trustees. So
brilliant.
Just basically on our website, we've got all these opportunities there, and you can just take a look and get in touch. So there's no, you know, you don't have to make the commitment. You can just say, I'm interested, and they'll tell you more about it.
Okay, that's excellent. So go on, I'll
stop. So then we've got Home Start, Isle of Wight, who deal with families. They've got some great videos online at the moment from past trustees telling you all about their experiences. So if you're on Facebook particularly, look up Home Start, and it's a great way of sort of finding out a bit more about what it's like to be a volunteer for them. Then we've got Southwest Advocacy Network. We've got
what's that again?
So advocacy again.
I'm just looking at it and thinking, right, I'm listening to this, and you just but what do they do? Because I might want to get involved. I might not want to get involved in that because that doesn't appeal.
Yeah. So advocacy is somewhere where you sort of you support somebody to kind of have their voice heard, essentially. So you're not advising them, but you're sort of helping them to stand up for themselves. So they do a lot with sort of health advocacy and things like that. But again, it's quite a complicated thing to do. But if you are interested, you know, perhaps you're an ex-social worker or somebody with experience in that sort of field, and you're looking for something to do, you know, they'd love to hear from you, and it may be just the right role for you.
And let's be honest, at the moment, we need all the help we can get.
We certainly do.
I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that are crying out for it. So if you can be a trustee or you want to know more about it, do they come directly to you, or is there something else?
Well, so you can come directly to our website, which is iwvolunteer.org, and you can sort of search by area of interest, or you can simply get in touch with me and I can sort of talk through what's out there for you. But I'd say with a trustee, it's important that you're passionate about the cause. So if there's, you know, it's sort of, there's no point in you going and sort of being a trustee for, you know, for one charity if it doesn't interest you. You've
got
to have a passion for it, really. But ultimately, it's about kind of helping to take the charity through, you know, through difficult times, to direct and to guide that organisation. So it's a sort of, it's a leadership role, essentially.
I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that, you know, have come to the Isle of Wight or on the Isle of Wight now, and they've been part of other big organisations, and they probably have a good knowledge of what's required. So, you know, give it some thought, peeps. You know, have a little look and see what difference.
Yeah, and there's loads of things, you know, behind the scenes, things like treasure. I mean, you know, we've got the Girl Guides, for example, who really need a treasurer, Bembridge Heritage, the Isle of Wight Story Festival. So if you've got, you know, background in accounts or something like that, they'd
it's
love
varied,
to hear
from
you.
It's varied, isn't it? It's really not just about like the caring side of things. Yeah. There's all sorts of things there you're mentioning. Yeah. Anything else on there?
What else have we got? We've got Citizens Advice. We've got School Governors, Stone Crabs Theatre Company. Who else? And then the independent advisory group are looking for young people on their sort of youth independent advisory group. So some of them aren't all, they're not all trustee roles as such, but they're kind of committee roles.
Okay.
We've got a lot of those.
So just to reverse things a little bit, just say for I've just put something on Facebook this morning saying we would like to, you know, encourage and get a few more presenters, a few more people working behind the scenes and so on. So if you're a company out there or organisation and you want the same, do they get hold of you?
Yes, that's very much what we're about.
Not literally get hold of you, but they send you an email.
Well, having said that, send me an email, but I'm also very happy to come out and visit organisations. I, you know, can have a chat, tell you all about what we do and how we can help you to promote your opportunities. So we run a month, well, I run a monthly network meeting of volunteer managers, and we all get together, share ideas, information, and those have been quite successful. The next one's in Ryde.
The
next one's on the 23rd of November in Ryde, so if you're interested, come along. And it's just a good way to meet other people in the voluntary sector, because it's not about, you know, a lot of volunteers do more than one volunteer role. It's not that we're fighting over the same people. I think the more people get out and volunteer, the more they want to do.
I think it's and we're guilty of not going to this enough. And I don't mean it because we're all chasing our tails, but wouldn't it be nice if we all stopped, you know, down tools for a bit.
I think just an hour outside of your normal working space, go and meet some new people, have a cup of tea. There's usually a focus of a chat, but it's very much a sort of networking.
And that networking thing is vital. Yeah. And you might just see other people and they might just sort of trigger an idea, or they might say, I know the perfect person.
Because
that's how it works. Before we go any further, and I don't forget, and I know I've said this off air, but I want to make a point of doing it on air as well. Yeah. Thank you for sorting out Hannah Banana Barker.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because a couple of months you were in and she was in and she met you and she wanted to volunteer. She's this sort of person that wants to do things. Yeah. She wants to help, and you've set her up.
Yeah, and I've heard it's going very well. The organisation she's with are really, really happy to have her there.
Oh, she's a star.
She's doing well.
She really is. And she's found, I don't know, a little niche in life. Yeah. She's an inspiration.
She is, and she makes everyone smile wherever she goes.
She certainly does.
It's great.
I'll show you a picture of Hannah in a minute.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because there was a photo shoot at the radio station a little while back, and she turned up to it, and there's just this lovely picture of Hannah. It just says everything you need to know.
Excellent.
What else have we got to plug?
So the next thing is the Isle of Wight, the Island Volunteer Fair, which we've decided to bring back to the Riverside in 2023. So that's on Saturday, the 14th of January from 11 till 3. Everyone's welcome to attend. It's a great opportunity to just go around and chat to lots of different organisations, because it's important if you're going to volunteer that it's the right fit for you. So I think just having a chat with some of the staff and volunteers is a, you know, really
absolutely
good way to go.
Absolutely.
And if you're an organisation who wants volunteers, come along, book in advance. We've got a limited number of spaces, but you can go to our website and send you a form to fill in.
Do you know what? There's loads of people out there volunteering. I always ask you a question. You don't know, and how would you know? Because it's a big old crowd of peeps that are all doing amazing things. And I just think long may it continue. And if you really, really want to know more about how you can, waste some time, help out, support, then obviously go to the website, take a look, ask the question. You don't have to commit straight away. You don't have to hand over any time or money or anything like that. Just have a chat about how you can help. Because let's be honest, at this, I keep stressing, at this moment in time, there is a lot of people that need a lot of assistance, a lot of help, and a lot of voluntary peeps.
Yeah, I mean, some people really underplay their own kind of skills, you know. But everyone's got some skill, even if it's just saying hello and smiling at people. That's really, really needed.
That's not a skill I've got. Is there anything else you want to promote there?
No, I would just say please do take a look at the website. Let people know that it's there. And if you're an organisation who's looking for volunteers, get in touch.
Okay, and the Ireland Volunteer Fair, again, is at the Riverside Centre, Saturday the 14th of January, from 11 through until 3. Connect, network, get involved. All are welcome. You don't need to book or anything like that?
You need to book if you want a stall. So if you're an organisation, you need to book, but if you're just looking for volunteering yourself, then just turn up on the day.
Okay, is there a fee? You got to pay anything?
There is a fee, a very small fee, but if you're a small organisation and it's a problem, just let me know.
Okay,
I'm sure I can waiver it.
And it's a great thing. And so people doing these kind of things, it just always never ceases to amaze, the generosity, the kindness and the support that people give right here on the Isle of Wight. How long have you been doing this now?
I only took over during the pandemic, so I worked very much getting it all online and sort of updating the website and things, and now I'm trying to get out there more and talk to people. So again, I'm really happy to come if people want me to go and give a little talk about volunteering. I'm happy to do that as
okay
well.
So you took over at a really tricky time.
I did, yes.
Yeah. How are you finding things now as we get back to some kind
I'm loving it, actually. I mean, I feel very fortunate to be in the position that I am, but I love that combination of doing things online but also getting out and talking to people.
Good for you. And what's lovely is you do all of that, and I'm pretty sure people say, well, you're incredible too. I mean, I know what you're doing. You're working really hard behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I work hard because, you know, I really believe in it and I can see the difference it makes.
No, good for you. And on behalf of everyone that benefits, thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. And it's lovely to see you, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks
for
having me.
Thank you, Sandy. It's 23 minutes after 12. We're going to go into a quick break. We're going to come out the other side. We're going to play some Johnny H jazz, and we've got some local tunage coming your way as well.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.